Thanks for giving customer service a call. My name's Amia, the supervisor you've requested. How may I assist you?
Yes, I was just talking to someone there about a charge that was on my bill for this past month of $49.89, I think it was, something like that. And we did not order this lifestyle gizmo thing.
Mm-hmm.
So we need that taken off.
Alrighty. I'll be more than happy to look into it. Let's see. That first and last name along with that billing address for security purposes, please.
Okay. I think the name on it would have been Sarah Bartlett.
Mm-hmm.
And the mailing address is 6371 Ravenglass Way, Sarasota, Florida, 34241.
Thank you for that information. So, yes, sir, to whom is Sarah to you?
She's right here.
His wife.
Okay, no problem. That's what I was asking.
That's what
so, reviewing the account shows that February 10th, that was a contest that was entered to win a Dyson vacuum or an email that was sent expressing that there was a Dyson vacuum won. Do you all recall of getting an email like that?
No.
Okay. So, yes, we do take fraudulent charges seriously. Whomever made the purchase without your authorization, IP information will link us back to that exact device. We'll provide it to your local authorities to have whomever prosecute it. I do understand if these are you all's charges, then you could be charged a fine due to false accusation of fraud. Charges will fall back into your account within the next 3 to 5 business days or however long it does take your bank to release the findings. I do have that cancellation number for you whenever you are ready.
Ready.
Okay, go ahead.
That is C as in Charlie.
Yep.
920.
Yep.
437.
Yep.
333.
Okay.
All
so,
right.
Thank you for your help.
No problem. That is your cancellation confirmation, and I do appreciate you for calling customer service.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.